Jennifer is there? Are you there? Sometimes she doesn't let us know. Not yet. Well, some of you guys are tricky. Okay, I'm lighting my candles, so I'm assuming you guys are doing the same. Who would like to? Magnus, would you like to charge the candle in your native tongue for us?
I've not practiced that.
Oh, you have not? Well, you prepare next time, okay?
Okay, I will.
Helen, would you like to do it in your native tongue?
Oui.
Vista.
You're getting English. Child of wonder, child of flame, nourish my spirit, protect my aim.
Merci.
Merci.
Ah, pas de quoi. So, Helen, what was seeking knowledge like for you?
Well, it was a continuation of physical sensations.
Tell us more.
My posture changes. And I get a tingling in my hands, and my breathing rate changes. But mainly I feel like I'm being re-centered in my body.
Sounds a little bit like reactive clear, doesn't it?
Yes, yeah.
Have you done that box?
No, I haven't done that one.
Yeah, I somehow, you have it to look forward to, that I won't prejudice your mind.
Okay. Which can easily happen.
Well, that's okay. I mean, seeking knowledge, what the heck? I mean, you know.
Right.
So, what did you find out about your knowledge?
Well, I paid a lot of attention to what you told me last week about focusing more on the earth and the sky as allies.
Good.
And, then I felt that continued in other areas of my being, you know, in my day-to-day living.
Okay.
And I think that was the knowledge piece that I experienced the most this week, was to get out of left brain more.
Okay. Very, very good. Now, I believe it was you that told me that you had more interest in shamanism than magic, isn't that so?
Yeah.
Are you beginning to understand why I stressed magic for you?
Yeah, I'm not in that place anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you see, without increasing how we gain our knowledge, we're not open enough. Because you see, as you understand more what it's like to be, as you would put it, right in your right brain or subject to right brain, it's like you're actually witnessing how you take in data or perceptions.
Yeah.
And that's very important. Because you see, at one point in your studies, you're going to start to find out how to retrieve the perceptions that you don't attend consciously at any time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as important, in fact, perhaps even more important than the ones you are able to attend consciously.
Yeah.
Because it's not lost. It's all coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Very good.
Yeah.
Tom. Or did I write down Tom, but he isn't here?
I have a question.
Yes. Is that Jennifer?
Yeah.
How did I know? You're so sneaky, Jennifer.
Well, you were just lighting the candles when I come on, so I... she said her reaction to that, and you go, oh, well, that was, like, clear reacting.
Right.
I never got that when I did that. Are you going to talk about that later? Should we all be getting the same kind of sensation when we...
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
You're talking about going up and clear reactive?
Yeah.
Yeah. You didn't get any higher degree of body awareness?
I got a headache.
Well, that's a higher degree of body awareness.
I got a headache that I took it off.
Okay, fine. But still, that is a higher degree of body awareness.
Oh, okay.
I got a headache and took it off, too.
Okay. So fine. So now what does that tell you, Dan?
Don't do that unless you want a headache.
That only will get you about an F.
Try that again. If you have a headache, then you need to take that off.
Well, but it tells you more than that about how you are processing your body awareness.
How so? I don't understand.
Anybody?
I do not either, because I did clear, I did not actually observe anything happening that, you know, extraordinarily happening to me.
We're talking about clear reactive, not just clear. Okay. Well, it's not just, I mean, it isn't just about clear reactive that we're talking about here. It's just if two of you guys got headaches when you took that on, it means that a lot of your focus, of your attention, is through your mind. It doesn't occur to you? That doesn't make sense to you? Did I lose you guys?
I'm going to read my notes. Because as I was doing that, I was doing things and noticing both a mental, whatever was happening mentally and whatever was happening physically.
Okay, and what was happening physically was you got a headache, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, there were a lot of other things happening to you physically. There are other things happening to you physically all the time, aren't there?
Uh-huh.
But you weren't aware of them. What came into your awareness was your head and your headache.
Right.
So, what that says to me is that you spend a lot of time in your head, in your mind. Okay, it's not a put-down. It's just what we're wanting to do is to discover where do we live in us? And Jennifer, does that make any sense to you?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, but I wouldn't have come up with that conclusion.
Well, that's okay.
Okay.
You know, but as your awareness expands, you're now sort of privy to the idea that where we notice something tells us something, don't you see? That's what we're talking about here.
Okay. Can you keep explaining
it? I'm sorry?
Well, I went through it and it just seems so overwhelming.
Okay, keep explaining. Are you talking about all the boxes or just...
Yeah. How are we going to tell one from the other? You know, compressing down.
Okay. Well, we'll get to those.
Okay.
Let's finish this up first.
Okay.
Let's not jump ahead of ourselves. When I first did these, though, I have to say, I could not tell the difference. I was totally baffled as to what happened. And because I was baffled, I just put down what I was doing, hoping that at some point I'd figure out what was happening. So, but then some boxes somehow stand out. But the way it is now, I didn't even start doing these till Saturday, and I'm almost all the way through clear in 2 days. So, you know, it's, well, we'll see. Okay, where were we? Dan, what happened with you with seeking knowledge?
Nothing physical. I didn't notice any, you know, any observations or sounds or anything like that. What I did have, and I'm not sure if it was, I can't tell the difference if it was mind chatter or me trying to figure things out with my mind or whatever, but I did notice some wisdom-type thoughts, you know, coming to me.
Okay. Where did they come from?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay.
That's the thing that I could, I don't know how to tell what's coming from mind and what's coming from elsewhere.
Okay. But at least you're beginning to want to know the difference.
Absolutely.
Okay, good. So what does that say about your knowledge?
Well, one of the things that was impressed upon me somehow is that there is a lot in memory that I'm not, that's available to me if I can figure out how to access it. And I'm not, and I don't know that that's necessarily just memory that I have compiled, you know, in this lifetime, or if it's something further back than that. I don't know, but that has been impressed upon me to seek in that area.
Okay. What impressed that upon you?
Thoughts of memories that there was no reason for me to remember vividly, little things like being on the interstate and coming under an overpass in Idaho Springs.
Okay.
It came back to me just very, very vividly as if I were there, and there was no anything that should have triggered that.
Okay. Did you have any similar blurbs that you could not identify from this lifetime? Okay. So then, at least something started to open up.
Yes.
And so, this thirst that you speak of, or this desire to remember more, what brought that on? Okay, and who told you that, or where did you get that idea?
Don't know. It's
good.
It's
good. There. Good. You don't know, and that's good. Actually, you know that it's there, you just don't know how it got there.
Right.
Okay. So, obviously, when we go out and say, seeking knowledge, I greet you, something is given us. We just don't quite know yet what or how or where it comes from. So far, but let's see what other people found. Randy, what'd you find?
Well, Alan, I noticed that when I would do it, I would be feel like I was centered for just a momentarily period of time.
What did that feel like?
Calm.
Okay. And so when you were calm, what would then occur?
I don't know.
You do know.
I do.
Yeah. One thing that I want to make clear to you all that you can answer any question asked to you in any of these courses just about any way you know. There's never really a right or wrong answer, but the one answer that we don't accept in any course is, I don't know.
Okay.
Your perception is that nothing happened.
My perception is... Yeah, well, nothing happened. I felt something happened within me.
That is correct. So you do know. You just don't know how to describe it.
Yeah.
Right, good. Okay, so isn't it possible that you were accessing the place of your knowing?
Yes, that's highly possible.
Okay, that's enough. You don't need to go any further than that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you ask and something is granted, you didn't put any qualifier on it of where that knowledge had to be, did you?
No.
Okay. So you see, you had actually a very powerful experience, but you could easily have missed it, right?
Yeah.
By dismissing it, by saying, I don't know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you see, I don't know, in our language, so to speak, is a shunt, or it is a shutdown.
Yeah.
That's why I don't want anyone to go there. If you're asking yourself, or I ask you, or anyone asks you a question, and in that next moment, nothing happens, just sit there empty until something does. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because it will.
Mm-hmm.
So now you know one of the great mysteries. Because there is no such thing as an I don't know, and whenever you have an experience, you can't have a nothing. Because there is, unless you can bring me a nothing and show it to me. So cool. So that's a huge piece of knowing right there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Magnus, what happened for you? Can you speak a little louder or closer to the phone?
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Okay.
Really well. So.
A lot of things happened, but I remember them in bits at this period of seeking wisdom. One of them I can pinpoint is that somebody used to at work, you know, when at work mimic me. One day I told her, I said, why do you do that? And I can try as much as I can to speak like you. I cannot, because you know, my accent remains with me.
Oh.
And then, day before yesterday, yesterday in particular, she repeated the same thing. I said something, she repeated it, you know. Why do you do that? She turned around and looked at me. I like you. I said, so somebody you like, you make me mad sometimes, you know, trying to... So it's kind of like a revelation to me. You know, the first time, if I hadn't dealt a little bit into it, maybe I wouldn't have known why she does that or whatever, you know.
Okay.
Within me, I was thinking she just hates me and dislikes everything about me or whatever.
Oh, she said I because I like you?
Yes.
Okay, and you had misinterpreted prior to that?
Prior to that, I was thinking, you know, what kind of person is this? She's just, you know...
Okay, so how does this, what does this have to do with seeking knowledge, just so I understand?
Okay, what it has to do with seeking knowledge was that at this period of requesting for kind of revelation when I grew the sky above and the earth below.
Yes.
Okay. Is that if this was not revealed to me, it was getting to a point that I almost...
Okay.
You know...
Got it. You needed to know.
Yes.
Okay. And so you rephrased yourself somehow, and she gave you the answer.
That's what I think happened. So I didn't have her in mind, you know, when I was, you know, chanting my...
Oh, I know that.
Yes.
No, we don't want to have anything in mind.
Okay. But when that happened, you know, I left work, I was like, it occurred to me again, I thought about it, that's it, this is the revelation.
That is right. That is right. And you see, okay, this really talks about what Dan was talking about. I didn't say much about it when Dan mentioned. He said in memory. There's a lot in memory. Now, our history is also in memory. And so your assumption was based on your history, not based on present time events. When you thought that you didn't know why she was doing what she was doing. You thought she didn't like you, right?
Yes, that was my conclusion. That
right.
She didn't avoid her, you know.
Right, but that conclusion was based on your history.
Exactly.
And because you were seeking knowledge, you were given real knowledge.
That's true.
And it doesn't matter how you got to it either. But somehow you did. And that's what is significant. And you found out the truth. The opposite of what your mind told you. Do you see the difference?
Yes.
Do you see the difference between mind thinks and spirit knows?
Yes.
Yeah. Because we didn't say we're seeking our thoughts. We said we're seeking knowledge. So that's a very good experience. And you probably had others like that that maybe you didn't see so clearly, but it's really good you saw that one.
In fact, it shocked me. I just mildly put, I like you, but you just hear because I love you to everybody. Like, I was almost embarrassed, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
I was almost embarrassed. I said, well, somebody loves you, don't do that to him. I mean, you don't know how much it gets me. When I say what you repeat the same thing I said in a deep way. I can be here for centuries. I will never speak like you because I found my accent right from when I was a baby.
Oh, sure, I will. Don't expect people to make sense, Magnus.
Yeah.
but at least see the truth and realize that they're acting from their history too, okay? But that she liked you was probably true. Or she finds you interesting or appealing, whatever. But then all the other stuff, that's just her history. Don't worry about it. Jennifer, what happened to you?
Well, last time, like you said, you got to stay on specific. You're asking specific things. And it finally dawned on me that it's like... there's this huge puddle up there, and the beings are there, and they see, and they know. And when we ask, it shifted me to a higher awareness.
Right on.
I could feel kind of an uplift in my head, and then kind of a thrill in myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then I kind of dissipated. I didn't have any specifics connected to it or anything.
No, but you understood something about not only when you ask for something, what happens, but that knowledge, our knowledge, or any knowledge, is in a higher place than our minds usually dwell.
Okay. These are the guys who know, and they'll tell us.
That's right. Well, that's good. That's good. And none of you all got that sort of put-down feeling about I don't know very much, which is good. And most of you got some level of intrigue, which is also good, or a pull, a desire to go higher, which is good. You know, so having had that experience, now this coming week, we're going to see where does that take us, and so we'll do In Knowing I Greet You. Don't make any assumptions, just go out and do it. In Knowing, sky above and earth below, In Knowing I Greet You. Okay, so with that exercise about comparing various types of weather phenomena and their effects in the physical world, oh, say, to some kind of a thought pattern and its effects in our mental environment. Helen, what did you do with that?
One example is I did gentle breezes.
Okay.
The effect on the physical environment was soft undulating grass and flowers and leaves.
Cool. Okay.
And then the thought pattern, I find myself humming like what to me was a soft song that moved me gently. So I found myself humming The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a feeling of peacefulness and a kind of gentle joy.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay. So an alluring song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan, what was an example of your efforts in this direction?
I kind of related because of where I am in business life at the moment to the tornado.
or is that you're having a tornado business experience?
Well, somewhat. It's quite powerful.
I was going to say we should all watch out for Florida to sort of lift off the map or something.
Well, in fact, today I was near one of your favorite places. I was having lunch at a restaurant in Destin on the beach, and it was quite windy.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
But the tornado just kind of struck home with me because of somewhat of a whirlwind. Business I'm in and the amount of business and the demands that are being put on me at the moment, and that there was a power that was developing because of that whirlwind or because of the intensity of the demands. And it was like cycling faster, but the faster it cycles, the more power it picks up.
And what would be the kind of the thought patterns that would go with that?
Well, the thought patterns, and this is also cyclic, in that it just my thought patterns go in circles from one thing to another.
Okay. 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 And would you say often in bigger and bigger leaps?
Yeah, it's expanding.
Yeah. There you go. That's expanding white for sure. Very good. Okay, so Randy, what was your idea with this?
Well, Alan, I left all my paperwork at work on Friday and didn't realize it until I was halfway home, so I'm going to have to go on memory.
That's all right.
One of the ones I picked was Dead Calm.
Okay. You're the opposite of dead. Okay, so here we are in a dead calm. What's the effect on the environment?
Stagnant,
Okay.
No movement.
Okay. Okay, dead air, yeah.
Yeah.
And what would be a thought pattern like that?
Well, I was thinking of just being stuck, sort of not being able to move out of a obsessive thought or something.
Sure. Sure. We've had that one too. I was putting it. Oftentimes, for me, anytime some disaster is happening in my life, it's amazing how I tend to think about it. Huh? Very good, if not a little painful. Thank you. Oh dear, Magnus, what's your idea of this? Okay.
On the effect physical environment, it nourishes the animals and plants.
Sure.
Animals, including human beings.
How could you get the air aspect? Because rain really is primarily water.
Okay, I was kind of basing it on
At least it does say atmospheric behavior, and that certainly is one, so keep going. You're all right. Go ahead.
Effect on physical environment and the thought pattern is something like lightness brings about calm and understanding.
Is someone on a cell phone? No, no one is. Okay. Go ahead.
Speaking clearly.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay. Make a room for easy understanding.
Right. Okay. Okay. How would you get in the idea of nourishment? You said the rain nourishes animals and plants and so forth. So how would this kind of...
got the rain.
What would be a thought-feeling combination that would be equally nourishing? How about praise?
Praise, okay.
Wouldn't it? If you're praising someone, isn't that nourishing to them?
It is.
And isn't that a combination of thought and feeling?
Kind of, I was originally, I didn't think of that phrase, but I use politeness.
Okay. Okay, got it.
It has to be from the heart to the mouth.
Right, okay. So, you could say respect, couldn't you? Politeness can be mechanical, but respect can't be. So, good, I like that. Jennifer, what did you do with that?
We had some smoke blow up. It was real windy, and then, when the wind died down, the sky got dark, and we couldn't see around us.
Right.
The air was full of particulate, heavy.
Yes, I did that one too.
I felt suffocated, like I had to, it triggered an escape kind of thing and panic that had to sit right out.
Okay, so what would be a thought pattern, what was the effect of that wind and say, dust in the air on the environment.
Well,
not just on you, but on the environment in general.
It just increases the vision you can see.
Okay.
Make the air
see. Oh, okay, so it sort of clouds the environment, right?
Yeah.
Okay, obscures the environment. So, what would be a thought pattern that would do that?
something that would scare you or panic you. It would cloud you and you
Okay, so it would confuse you, like?
Yeah.
Yeah. How about, say, if someone were, say, somebody on the news or on the radio or TV or something was talking a lot about some real terrible threat to everybody's health? Would that have a similar effect?
I guess that would make you feel isolated or want to be isolated.
Or wouldn't it make you feel panicky or confused? Like if they said, oh my God, there's suddenly been a release of anthrax all over the world or all over the state of Colorado. You wouldn't, something that maybe wasn't even true, but was clouding the air, so to speak. Clouding the mind, wouldn't that cloud our minds?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that would be a thought pattern that could make one feel choked or confused or obscure, whatever. Sure, cool. Let's see, I did that same one. Hot winds blowing dry clouds across the sky, strong and relentless. And after it dries out the land, blows dust or forming dust fog, blocking the sunlight and destroys things because it ripped plants apart and all sorts. The wind was so strong. And then I put aggressive or violent ideas or a lynching mob determined to have their way. Causes that get so inflamed they destroy things and people, no heed to spirit. Or a soft breeze on a summer morning. The air is cool and fragrant, like it is right now. Beautiful mornings. Everything is fresh and revitalized. Encouragement or appreciation following an effort consciously made gives a fresh and vital feeling to match one's inner glow. So any questions on these? Comments or questions? Anybody? You all did well. So boxes. Helen, how far did you get with boxes? Are you there, Helen? Did I lose you all?
Nope, I'm here.
Oh, good. Guess we lost Helen temporarily. Heavens. Dan, how far did you get with boxes?
I got down through the clear reactive up when I got my headache. I quit.
Oh, okay, you did pretty good. That's quite a ways. And that was enough for you? You weren't going to go any further?
Well, the headache kind of wore me out.
Okay, well did you do all that in one day?
Yeah.
Really? My God.
Actually, I did it yesterday while I was sitting, working.
Uh-huh. Cool. Yeah, I did them all in 2 days, but that's quite a lot in one day. So you can keep going, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So any box stood out for you that made a great impression on you or any that you had trouble with?
None that I really had trouble with. Light blew up, I really liked.
Okay. What did you like about it?
It gave me a slight euphoric feeling in my body.
Mm-hmm.
And a sense of peace and contentment, and my physical vision seemed to be clear and crisp.
Okay. What was light blue down like?
Slightly depressed and sad.
I love it. What was white up like?
I had a slight mental focus problem. It was like I was over-focusing or trying to focus too hard.
Yeah.
And I had no body sensations whatsoever when I did that. No body awareness at all.
Okay, so now you understand what I was telling you about clear, reactive. Oh. Because, see, clear air is body sensations, body awareness. It's also psychic ability. How about that?
Yeah, I have to think about that one second.
Well.
Say that again, Alan.
It's psychic ability.
Clear?
Clear, yeah. Clear is, of course, your physical sensations. And your awareness, particularly body awareness, but in general your awareness. And it is also your psychic ability. I mean, there are other things that add to that too, but on the physical level, that's a strong one, because a lot of our inputs come in through our body sensations. So, the fact that you felt so good in light blue up and you didn't feel so good in light blue down and you were over detailed, so to speak, over vigilant in white up says that your normal balance is high in white, don't you see? Well, you didn't OD on it too much, but it was a little more than you was normal for you.
It wouldn't be a place that I'd want to stay.
No, because you're already high there.
Right.
But light blue was very good for you because it's a place that, because if you're high in white, you're probably lower in powder blue or light blue.
Yeah, I even did a light blue up today, this afternoon, just because I wanted to feel that way.
Exactly, and that's proper. That's a good way to go. So, see, then you want to see what would it be like for you to do white reactive down and light blue expandable up. Talk about a nice euphoric high. And the other combinations you can play with, always think of playing with mediator because mediator allows you a wider use of that which is troublesome, right? So, okay, Helen, are you back? Oh, we lost Helen somehow. Let's see then. Randy. How far did you go with these?
So I got through clear masculine.
Good for you. Way to go.
But that's only one.
Well, yeah, but we got another week or more to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got another week to do it.
Yeah.
And you pick up, have you noticed that the more you do, the easier it gets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Making the boxes and taking them in and discarding them is really...
I know that. And once it's easy to do, you can do it just anywhere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so what are you?
Yeah, there were some boxes that I just had a hard time distinguishing
what was happening.
Yeah,
that happens, you know, particularly at first. What was a particular one that seemed difficult to notice?
Oh, carrier.
Clear carrier?
Yeah.
Up or down?
Up.
Okay. Clear carrier up. Okay. What were you doing during that time? This is why I tell you all to write down what you were doing. So if you tell me what you're doing, I can tell you what happened.
Well, like I said, my notes are at work.
That's right. I'm sorry you said that.
I believe...
that wasn't fair. Sorry.
I believe that I went from there to a phone conversation.
Okay, while you were in care, carry up? And you were doing the phone conversation. Do you remember anything about how the conversation went?
It went fine. It went well. It was a good conversation.
Okay. Was it something involved with work?
No.
Was it
discussing, I think, plans for the future.
Okay. How would you evaluate the level of your force, your inner force, in that conversation? Were you wishy-washy? Were you direct? Were you clear? Were you to the point? Were you vague?
I was clear.
You were clear?
Yeah.
Did you convey yourself well to the other person?
I think so.
Did they seem to get what you were saying?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. You see, because what Carrier does is that it increases the degree of fire that can be utilized.
Okay.
Remember that air carries fire primarily? That was one of the printouts on Carrier in your notes.
Yeah.
Like a forced air furnace? And because clear nourishes our physical body, our hearing, our breathing, our psychic ability, our envisioning, our seeing. And when it carries more fire, it generally allows us to excel in those.
I see.
Does that make sense to you? Whereas Carrier down does not necessarily mean we don't excel. And I hope you all are getting it, that up and down are rarely the opposites. I hope you all are discovering that in the same characteristic and the same color. They rarely are just 180 degrees apart. They're often very different.
I found that down often was, for me, was sort of erasing the effect of up.
I don't find that as often. Sometimes that may be so, but for instance, with clear carrier down, I found that it was not as easy to stay on track or keep my focus. And that I got more physically tired and went slower, and yet I did complete the things I was doing. But I felt, now in this way it was opposite, because I felt less powerful and more effort was required, not as enthusiastic as in clear carrier up, more determined. In other words, I had to use more will. Whereas in clear carrier up, it was effortless. Will was not even a consideration.
Now that makes a cramp in my head. And I know that when I do them, they didn't go opposite either, but how are we going to keep track of these?
By making notes as you do them. I mean, maybe I'm not understanding your question.
I want to learn them.
Well, just by practice, if you do these and do them in combination with reading about the shortages and excesses,
okay,
it'll start to make sense. Sometimes it takes a little detective work to figure them out, and so that's why I said, if you all tell me what you were doing when you did the box, I can generally figure out what effect it had on you. But the main thing is not to get discouraged. Just do the box, either up or down, and then do what you're doing. And then for a moment, when you get rid of the box, sometimes it's good to get rid of it first, because then you have a clear distinction. And then say, okay, what was different about what I was doing than normal?
That is what is sometimes very hard to figure out when I did some of them. I did a couple of them.
But with some, you could figure it.
Well, before you did it, okay, after you've done it and you went down.
Right.
You go up, go down.
Right.
Especially, I'm sorry to cut off what we were doing, especially when I did the easy flow.
Yeah.
It was, well, maybe I got into my truck and went somewhere to try get some groceries and the traffic. That's what I later on deduced to be what happened. The traffic was, you know, no traffic jam.
You were easy flow up?
Easy flow up.
Yeah, okay. So you don't understand that?
I kind of, you see, I'm trying to not, I don't know how to put it. You know how you put an expectation on something?
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't care if you do or you don't. If you got in your truck and you went to get groceries and normally there would be traffic and you had no traffic problems, then you can easily say, clearly say that clear, easy flow up makes your, somehow allows you to move around easily without interruption. Do you have a problem with that?
No, I don't. But most of them, I didn't seem to, you know, observe any.
Well, I'll show you how. Just hang on for a sec, okay? I'll show you how. Okay, so, Randy, where were we? I forgot where we were.
Sorry, I made everybody lose track.
No, that's all right. We'll get back on.
Let me make an observation, Alan, that I had, and that is that the effects of the characteristics I noticed, as long as I was able to stay in the present, as soon as I got out of the present, everything left.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
Good point. That's even why I told you all to do magic in present time. Because, you see, when you leave the present, you're no longer observing the present.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't notice. That's, Dan, that's the whole thing of what I'm talking about. If you get in your mind, you're not in present time, right?
Right.
So it's hard to be aware of body sensations, right? Because they're in present time. You all understand that. The thinking is never in present time.
Yeah.
Thinking takes you out of present time. So is Helen back?
Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
So, you know, I heard you the whole time. So finally, I just hung up and I redialed in.
Oh.
I also did two air boxes. I did carrier and expandable.
Oh, and that helped us to hear you. Clear or white?
I know.
Which did you do, clear or white?
I did clear.
Oh, okay. So I didn't mean to skip you. What did we leave out for you? Talking about did you get to talk about the exit ritual?
I did the exit. Yeah.
Okay.
Where
did we lose you? When we start talking about boxes or
right at the beginning of boxes?
Okay. So what? How far did you get with your boxes?
Well, I kind of went all over the place. I didn't do them in order, and I've only done about half.
Oh, well, that's cool. Good idea to do them in order, as you will find out.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. I tried to take a situation where I thought it might, you know,
show up for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay. That's a really good thing. And if you can do that, you do that, okay?
Okay.
Just be sure, if you're going to jump around, that you do an up and a down in the same color and characteristic.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Because otherwise you cheat yourself.
Okay.
But other than that, fine. If jumping around is good for you, jump around, okay? I have
okay.
no argument. Some people would find it confusing, but if you're able to do it, that's great.
Okay.
You know, because obviously, as Dan said, there are going to be some you want to use in your life, and do it. Don't say, oh, well, but that's not homework. That's ridiculous. We're learning magic to use it. So, were there any that you did that either surprised you or confused you or delighted you?
There was a delight one. I did Light Blew Up, and I was reading Harry Potter, his
okay.
book,
okay.
and I started to feel sensation around my third eye,
okay.
like a tingling
right.
there, and it was just so much fun reading Harry Potter and having that go on. And then when I did the Light Blew Down, I started to feel sleepy.
Okay, that's not surprising.
And then there was one, I played with it, and maybe shouldn't do that, but when I did Mediator, I had been having...
What color?
Yeah?
What color, Mediator?
Oh, white.
Okay.
And I had been having some negative thoughts, so I thought of them as fire, too much fire.
Okay.
So I actually started with down, and then I went to up.
That's fine.
Oh, okay. That's all right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
So what did you find when you did white, mediator, down? What happened?
I thought it did, the thoughts weren't... Well, first they weren't present, and then I didn't doubt it, but I wanted to play with it more. So then I repeated in my mind some of what the thoughts had been, and they still didn't feel as charged. They felt more neutral.
Okay.
So that felt pretty affirming.
And so your original conclusion was that those thoughts were high in fire. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, what you don't have to tell us what the thoughts were, if that would
uh-huh.
be feeling, but just kinds of thoughts. What kinds of thoughts? Worry or...
Yeah, worry. It was an old belief system.
Okay.
Connected to money.
Okay, and it was about worrying about.
Yes.
Okay, now...
An indecision.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. Now... If that were high in fire, and you did mediator down, what do you imagine would happen?
Well, and on a thinking level, I got confused because...
You would mediate less.
Right. I thought I'll mediate less, but I thought...
But your experience...
But I wanted to remove fire, so I started thinking down meant less fire, and then I
no,
thought, no,
not. It means more.
I can mediate better with the fire.
No, up and mediator makes you mediate better.
Right. I got that, but I had to go through that process to get it.
Okay, because, see, worry is not high fire.
Oh, okay.
Worry is damp air.
Oh, worry is damp air.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's damp, stagnant air.
Oh, all right.
So that does not need mediation. That needs more fire.
Okay.
And you proved it.
Yeah.
Because when you went...
That's what I was doing.
When you went down in mediator, you allowed your fire to increase, not be mediated.
Okay.
And therefore, that brightened your thoughts.
Right.
Yeah. You probably, in fact, if you were to be precise, your Sun Yellow fire energy picked up, increased as you went down in mediator. Because that was not a thought which needed mediation, it needed rejuvenation.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see, where were we then? Okay, Magnus, now we're to you. Randy, were we done, or did we need to go, did I ask you everything? Did I ask you if there were any that delighted you?
Yes. No, you didn't ask me that, but masculine up sort of delighted me.
In clear, white, or powder blue?
In clear.
In clear. Well, that's right, you did. What about that tickled you or delighted you?
Well, it was just, I noticed that I...
That, by the way, is a very good party box.
Huh.
Any ideas what that would be for? I mean, why I would say that or what?
Are you more animated or...?
Yeah. Exactly. You're more witty, because you see, a lot has wit is not just mental, it's being able to act it out. You have better body language.
Mm-hmm.
You hear more acutely. Your vision, envisioning is more acute. And more radiative, more outgoing. So that's a really good clear mask, and would be really good. You know, if you were emceeing something, or if you were doing a business presentation. Cool. You had a question?
No, I'm also into the Enneagram, and
okay.
It kind of
so am I.
The being a nine, performing is what really gets my juices going. When I can.
Okay. Well, good.
So the masculine fits right in there.
Yes, very good. So you're a student of Gurdjieff as well?
He's a little difficult for me to understand.
Okay, cool. Well, just stay around. You'll understand a lot more. Magnus, we're to you. So you find this confusing?
Not really confusing, so to say, but basically is that I jumped around to see if I can cover ground, but I still didn't cover enough.
Well, that's okay. That's okay. Try not jumping around.
I see.
Try going through the way the lists are.
Okay.
And just, write down, take a box you did that you were not sure what happened, but you wrote down what you were doing, and tell us about it.
It's the first one I talked to you about when I jumped in to the interruption.
Okay.
I wrote down, I didn't notice anything in particular, except maybe the normal release.
Which one was that, though? Which box?
Clear, easy flow.
Well, that one where I talked about.
Yes, that's when I talked to her about, then I included where I went to the Oriental store to buy groceries. By the way, there was an easy flow of traffic. The one I can say I had a significant, I significantly noticed that something happened was easy flow on green.
With what?
Color green.
Green?
Green, yes.
We're not doing green. That's not air.
I thought we have AA's content in all the columns?
No, no. Only what you're given. That's not air. Air is only clear, white, and powder blue. You did earth.
I guess that was why I got in trouble.
Yeah, well, that is why.
Because I stumbled into a slight pain on my ankle, then I had to clear it down and relieve. That kind of...
Okay, don't get ahead, okay? Because altered procedures produce altered results. So, just stay in the element we're working on. You'll get plenty of practice, believe me, okay? But it'll be easier for you. But what was the box other than, you still don't understand clear, easy flow up?
Understanding in the sense that you expect to notice something.
Well, you did notice something. You noticed that you didn't get tied up in traffic.
Yeah, but at the time, at the present time this was going on, I didn't really...
That's all right, but you know it now.
Okay,
what's another box that you didn't understand in air?
I did them. One of them was... Like I was expecting to notice something.
What was the box?
I did a mediator.
What color?
Clear too.
Okay. Up, clear mediator up, or clear mediator down?
Both of them. I was a...
Which is better? Give me one. I can't do two boxes at a time.
I did up.
Okay. What were you doing at the time?
Well, at the time I was working on my account.
Okay.
Yeah, on the computer.
Okay. Okay. How did that work out?
That's what is confusing about it. The work went well.
Okay. Don't be confused. Don't worry about that. Is this something that you like doing or don't like doing?
I love doing it.
You do love doing it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it easy for you or difficult for you normally? I only asked you normally, is it
normally
easy or difficult?
Normally, easy.
Easy?
Yes.
Okay. And it was still easy. Was it easy when you did it in clear mediator up?
It was.
Okay. Normally when you do it, do you sort of lose track of time and place? You get totally absorbed? Well, okay, so you do lose track of time.
Huh?
Normally you do lose track of time, or else you wouldn't set a clock.
Yes.
Okay. Did you this time lose track of time?
Yes, as usual.
As usual. Okay. How much did you get, how long did you leave the box on?
Well, I kind of timed it too. About 30 minutes, I had to, clear down. I mean.
Okay, so you left it only on for a half hour.
Half hour.
Okay. How much work did you get done in that half hour?
Well, I extended my work beyond. As a matter of fact, the work was for about 2 to 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Okay, but you were only in the box for a half hour, right? Okay, how much work did you get done in that half hour?
Just the normal workload too, I do.
Okay.
I cannot express maybe in terms of 1, 2.
Okay, what happened when you did clear mediator down?
The same. I could not, that's where the confusion is, because when you're expecting to see something to happen and it didn't happen when you clear down,
How long did you leave that on? How long did you leave Clear Mediator down on?
30 minutes.
Okay. How much work did you get done in that time?
Then a month of work, approximately.
Okay.
You know, each time I set the, my time.
Okay. What I want you to do is, after this class, I want you to do Clear Mediator up 2 boxes worth. And leave it on for a half an hour or an hour, just doing whatever you're doing. And see if you notice something. Don't forget to come down 2 boxes.
Okay.
If you don't notice with 2, go 3 up. And then do the same thing with down and see if you can find out what it does for you. But apparently, you're probably pretty high in clear easy flow, and so mediators don't affect you that much in clear. Either that or you're high in clear mutable, but let's see if we can't find out. Maybe you can answer your own question. But I would do them consistently. I think you'll find better results that way, okay? Magnus?
Yes, sir. I'm
Alrighty. did that, well, how's your ankle, by the way?
Oh, the ankle was okay. Immediately I did bring him down.
Mm-hmm.
I felt better.
Okay, cool. Jennifer, how far did you get?
I went through all of them.
My goodness, that's a lot. You're fast.
Well, I don't. And then after I got done, I thought, well, this can't be right. You'll have to do it again. I just wrote little things down and stuff, and then.
That's fine. So take a box that you did that you didn't notice anything and tell us what you were doing when you did it and which box it was.
That would be a light blue expandable down. I put 2 boxes on.
Okay. And what were you doing during that time? Some book work?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're pretty absorbed, right?
Yeah. Concentrating hard.
Mm-hmm. And was it difficult to do the book work?
No. Because I thought, well, you ought to be noticing something here.
Well, don't worry about that so much. But did it seem like you kept your focus pretty well on your book work? Okay?
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay. Now, you see, light blue expandable down keeps one's focus very much on minute details.
Oh, okay.
Because light blue expandable up creates lofty thinking and planning. Envisioning, enlightened ideas, enlightened realizations, lots of them. You know, like someone's head in the clouds type thing?
Yeah.
Carried off with one's great ideas and so forth about, you know, all kinds of things. But for doing book work, that wouldn't exactly be very useful. You wouldn't have felt like sitting there doing book work, I would imagine, if you were in 2 boxes of light blue expandable up. You would have felt like going and playing in your garden or dancing with fairies. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's too imaginative.
Okay.
So if it was felt really good doing that in two boxes of light blue expandable down, I would say that's very accurate. It would keep you very focused on the mundane.
Well, wait a minute, because first I did one box, and I had everything was fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I did the second box, and then I got sad.
Okay. Well, that's all right. So, in other words, you get too far away from, say, your intuitive appreciation of the world, and it makes you sad. But you still didn't lose your focus. And remember that Dan said, I believe it was Dan said, that when he went down in light blue, he got sad also?
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Dan?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So,
any time I worked with the white, it was not. I care not to do it anymore.
You didn't like it?
No.
Okay. I'll tell you what you do. Before you work on white, do white mediator up and white reactive down. And then see if it feels better to work on white or feels okay.
That's white mediator up.
Yeah, take on a box of white mediator and get rid of a box of white reactive.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. You all are doing wonderful with this. This is not easy stuff. You're doing really, really well. And you're getting it. You're getting good results. A lot of people just don't get anything at first. And you all are getting really fine stuff. So stay with it. You're doing just great.
Should we be correlating our stations more to our shortage and excess list here? Would that help us?
It will help a lot.
Okay.
It will help a great deal. Also, when you begin working on other people that we're going to do now, it will help a lot too. It is nice when you work on other people if you've at least experienced that box yourself, but not mandatory. But anyway, okay. So the first thing is air message boxes. Now this is a lot of fun, good sport, and you can do them with people in your class. You can make arrangements on the phone to trade boxes. I think you all have class lists. I hope you do. So you can call each other up and do the buddy system, and you can send, it's great for sending telepathic messages, psychic messages. Keep it simple. Don't get carried away. You can't put a long message in an airbox. How do you do it? You should build a box. Put a color in the box, either clear white or powder blue. Put a message in the box. Call me. I like you. I love you. Buy bread. I mean, anything much longer than that, and they're not going to get it, probably. Put the person's face, see their face in the box, or write their name in the box, and throw it. You don't have to have the person near you or there or anything else. It can be as far away as they can be. It doesn't matter. You can throw it in the general direction of where they are, but you don't have to. Just throw it. Because you've programmed it, it will go to them. Now, the trick is, a lot of it depends on how receptive the person is or how tuned in they are. So you want to send more than one. One airbox might not be enough to that person. Same message. Don't change the messages a lot until you feel you're getting through. And avoid times when the person is too occupied, if you can. Also, if it's a very mental person and they're in their heads a lot, thinking a lot, don't use the color white because they're too busy in white. Use clear powder blue. If it's a person that's always dreaming about lofty things, don't use powder blue. Use clear or white. If it's a very sports-oriented, physical-level type person who's not in their heads a lot, use white. So you have to kind of do a little consideration as to what color will work best.
What about the rules of the road here?
You can communicate with anyone you want. There's nothing in rules of the road that says you can't communicate with a person. And that's one of the tricks, really, because you can communicate with air boxes or other element boxes, too, when we get to them, with people that you don't have other channels of communication with. In fact, if it's somebody that's sort of avoiding you, not maybe seriously, but just for some light, not too heavy reason, and you send them an air message box that says, call me, they may call you. And maybe you can sort of get over whatever the discomfiture was. And now, the other, any questions or comments on that, Helen?
No, that feels clear.
Okay. Sound like fun?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan?
No, that feels blue.
Yes, yes. Randy?
Sounds good to me.
Alrighty. Magnus?
Ooh.
It's okay with you?
Yeah.
Good. Jennifer?
Yeah.
You okay with it's all right with rules of the road?
Box to clear it someone and they have a wreck?
Yeah, right. But that's clear. That's not with a message in it.
Oh, okay. So when you message it...
It limits it.
Okay.
Now, it is true. It will have a clear energy effect or a powder blue energy effect or a white energy effect. But the fact that you're putting a message in it takes you off the hook, so to speak. Okay, let me explain it a little differently. You call someone up on the phone. You're angry. Not at them necessarily, but you're angry. Or they call you up and they're angry. Let's do it that way. And they talk to you. Do they have a right to call you and talk to you? Does it violate rules of the road that they're angry? They're not beating you up or anything. They're not blaming you for anything.
No, they can be angry.
Okay. But does that affect you?
Yeah.
Yeah? You have a right to take care of that effect? Yes. You have a right to shield yourself against their anger? Yes. You have a right to ground at their anger? Yes. Okay. But they still have a right to call you, do you see?
I guess.
So you have a right to send someone a message. And if it's in a clear or a white or powder blue box, you have a right to communicate that message. And they will deal however they deal with the white, the clear, or the powder blue of it.
I think I'm getting you, it's Helen. But to me, the difference with the phone is they know you're phoning. When you send a box, they might be a little bit more in the dark, like, where did that come from?
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay. Do you ever natter about somebody that's not there?
Yeah.
Do they know you're doing it?
I guess if they're receptive, they would.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't.
Right.
Do you have a right to do it?
Yeah.
Are you affecting them?
Yes.
Okay. How is it different?
I just thought the difference would be that the recipient of it with a phone call is conscious in a different way of it. You know, I mean, I'm using a means to which they not be familiar.
That's right. Doesn't mean you don't have a right to do it.
Okay.
Any more than they're not familiar, perhaps, with the fact that you may be blaspheming their name in public, even. And you may not have a right to do that. They may have a right to clear space if you're messing up their space. But still, you know, you may be doing it. A lot of people do it. But rules of the road say that we have a right to any information or communication with any being in this universe, no matter who or what.
Oh, okay. Send some messages to George Bush.
Sure can.
Okay.
You betcha.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Okay, like you said, and when I read the note, it mentioned about, you know, the advice was don't, like you said, don't send a message when the person might be busy.
Right. Only because they may not get it.
Then what's the best time? Because that got me thinking, I was like, maybe they can get it if they're asleep.
Yes, that is true. That's a good time. Now, they may not wake up and act on it right then and there, but very well, the next day they may wake up and act on it. And probably, for most people, the best color, if you're going to send it to them when they're asleep, is powder blue. The reason I say that is that most people that have dreams will think about what does that dream mean. And maybe you sent them a message, and they got the message, and they thought they dreamed about you, and they said, what does that mean? Call me. Magnus was saying, call me. Well, maybe I better call him. You get my point?
Uh-huh.
Magnus?
Yes, I
did. Okay. So just try it. Don't worry about it. Just try it, okay? Try it when people are awake, try it when people are asleep, try, you know, different people, and see which gets through. Experiment. And like I say, make arrangements with people in class. Don't tell them what message you're going to send, but tell them when you're going to send it, and see if they get the message. That's kind of fun. And don't worry about being wrong. Have more fun about being right. Okay, so adjusting your own air balances. There are two good examples in your notes that will help clarify this. On page 63, example one, you have to take a multiple subject academic test, finishing within a certain time limit in a stuffy room with little circulating air. So, and this is kind of obvious, I hope. Increase white clarity to improve your thinking, and white reactive to increase the speed of your thinking. Does that make sense to you guys?
Yes.
Increase white easy flow to help your mind move easily from one topic to another. If there's an essay portion on the test, increase white expandable to help you expand on an idea. Decrease, go down in, white insulator to help you open your mind and allow new ideas to come in, and so forth. Those are very good examples, and what follows. I didn't read them all. Example two, you're going to visit your family for holidays. You usually feel uncomfortable because your thoughts and beliefs are out of sync with your family's belief system. Any of you all have that problem?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Most importantly, they're trying always to change your beliefs to match theirs. Okay, decrease white reactive, so you don't react so strongly to their attempts to change you, and increase white mediator, so you can more easily channel both your and their energies to more productive use. Okay, that's good. Turn the page. Increase sky blue or powder blue, light blue, clarity to increase your understanding of the situation from a spiritual viewpoint, and increase blue, sky blue, stable, and insulator to stand firmly in your beliefs. Increase clear, clarity, carrier, and easy flow, all of those in clear, to help you relax physically and breathe more easily in what could be a tense situation. Now you realize that's just one way that you could do this. You could do it any number of ways. So you need to play around. And you want to find out, you know, how can you change your balances? Like I told Jennifer, if you have trouble doing white boxes up or down, you're too sensitive to white. So decrease your own sensitivity. So you decrease sensitivity, since air reacts to fire, by using increasing mediators in white and clear, even for that matter. You can use white stable, increase white stable, or get rid of white reactive. If you find that your beliefs have been programmed, or you've been socially scripted a lot, and your own beliefs are bothering you and giving you headaches, get rid of white stable. Get rid of white compressible. Because it's shutting you down. It's mentally shutting you down, closing you up. Get rid of white insulator. So those are all ideas. I mean, and then each of us finds out by trying these different things what works well for us. Okay, now, where this really begins to bear fruit is that we can also adjust other people's balances. Now, as of right now, you can only give them boxes. You can't take them away. You can either do it with the person there with you or not. At a distance, you can do it. Either way. But you later on will tell you how to take a box away from someone. You know how to take it away from yourself. So you have to be a little more clever when you're working with other people, because you can only give them boxes. So that's when you have to think of using the characteristics to create the effect that you need to create. If they're too reactive, give them mediators. If they're too reactive and too expandable, give them stable. If they are not able to create enough energy or force, give them carrier. If they're too wimpy, give them masculine. So this is where you really get to consider how could this work and try it out. You're not going to hurt anybody with one box worth if you think it through and you're careful, but remember, you need their permission in some way. You don't have to tell them you're going to give them air boxes. No way. if you're talking to a friend and they say, I'm worried about this, I'm just worried to death, I can't stop thinking about it, blah, 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 on and on and on. If you say, gee, would you like some help in that? Or, gee, I might be able to do something to help. If they say, yeah, I'd love help, or yes, or please, or anything that affirms they heard you and they acknowledge you, you can do it. You do not have to tell them what you're doing. And I wouldn't suggest that you do.
Alan, this is Dan.
Yeah.
Would it be appropriate to, like, if someone is feeling bad in some way or another, and you ask them, would you like to feel better? And just leave it at that? And they
sure.
Say yes, that's...
Yes, absolutely. And it doesn't, I mean... If you say, would you like to feel better, and if they don't say no, you can even take that as a yes. All you're seeking is that they are open to it. They don't know what you're doing or how you're going to do it, but if they're open to it. But on the other hand, if they say, no thanks, or I just want to be left alone, or leave them alone. Okay, so now you have their permission. Say the person is there with you. Generally what I do, unless they know I'm studying magic and what it's all about, and you don't want to go into a long explanation if they don't, more than likely, just ask them to close their eyes and you'll do some psychic work on them. I mean, you can even say you're going to do some Kundalini, or you're going to do, oh, what, woo-woo, or what do we call that? What is it that people do on other people all the time? What is it? Reiki. Tell them you're a Reiki master. What do they know? So, okay, so they're closing their eyes. Whenever you give somebody a box that's present with you, either do it over their heads or from behind. That way they won't psychically block you. If you go up in front of them, even with their eyes shut, they will tend to psychically block you. Build a box, fill it with the color and the characteristic that you want, or just the color, and just drop it on. Nice big box. And then see how they feel.
When you say nice big box, do you mean we've been using in when we work on ourselves?
Yeah, or maybe a little bigger.
Okay.
You know, I mean, basically the boxes, if you all are building, I noticed I started building my boxes about, let's say, 10 inches by 6 inches by 8 inches. And now I'm up to about 12 inches by 8 inches by 10 inches. And that feels better. And they're a little small. I like them a little bigger. When you get the water, you want to, or fire, that's another thing. But air, it's just not that noticeable sometimes, so a little bigger box might be helpful. Now, if the person is not there with you, and you can say after you do it, how does that feel, if you want to. And then if they don't feel any, do another. But if they're not there with you, then it's just like the message box, except you don't put a message in. You build the box. You put the color in, you put the characteristic in, and put their face or their name in the box and ship it. Send it. Throw it. If you're talking to them on the phone, you can cradle phone or use a speakerphone or a headset, build a box, send it and all, and then say, okay, how's that? Oh, you feel different? And so forth.
Is it valid to ask them in a water bowl?
Oh, yes. It is certainly valid, but it's quite okay to ask them in person. Unless it's someone, you know, that you would rather not talk to in person. But just for practice sake, it's probably a good idea to work as much as you can with people you can get feedback from. Because that helps your understanding of how you're doing. So, any questions or comments on this process of changing your own balances or changing anybody else's? Helen?
Not right now.
So you're willing to give it a try?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
You bet.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Yes, indeed. Randy?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Magnus?
I have a question for
okay.
I do, you know, understand the process and what you're saying. But in any case, is it possible, you know, when you go change your balance, is it possible you do not immediately notice the effect on you?
Yeah, it's possible. And some changes people will notice right away, and some changes will happen more over time. And also, a lot of it depends on how preoccupied a person is or how much they notice, don't you think?
Sometimes it's a big issue in the sense, or a big thing, if I may say, when you are doing it, all your thoughts and everything is concerning what you're doing. And
right.
You may not be able to see anything else different, you know, when we're talking about the present time.
Right. Are you talking about on yourself, or are you talking about other people?
Well, both ways.
Okay.
You might talk to get somebody's permission, you know.
Right.
A colleague is telling you what his problem is.
Right.
And you say, do you mind if I help you? He says, yes. Then you go on your, you know, and do what you got to do. You do your thing. But maybe the next time you needed a feedback, he might tell you, oh, the problem is still there. Or
that is so. That is so. And so that's one why it's good to work on a variety of people, so that you get people who do give you positive feedback so you can tell more.
Okay.
And of course, you know, we always have to decide, is it because that person is so into white that they don't notice clear or powder blue? You know, they don't notice anything, you know what I mean? Or is it that I didn't do, you know, I didn't give them what would be most useful? And at first, that's a difficult question. You have no yardstick to answer that. And that's why I'm suggesting it might be real good to start making buddies in class, you know, not just one, but everybody. I mean, everybody work with everybody in class. I mean, when I went to acupuncture school, the worst of it was that when they finally gave us all needles, they said, well, work on yourself and your classmates. So we all destroyed our classmates, you know. So, but see, your classmates are going to give you better feedback, possibly, than the average person.
Could it not be because they are aware of what I'm doing, at least they are going through the same process?
Well, yes and no. I mean, you don't have to tell them. If your classmate says to you, well, gee, I just can't seem to focus on anything these days. I've been so distracted or something. You don't have to tell them what you're going to do. But you sit down and you think about it and you decide what you think will help, and then you do it, and then you call them the next day and say, okay, what are you feeling now? And since they're going to be doing the same with you, you're going to try to be as clear as possible. You know, well, this is what I noticed. And then we talk about it in class. Does that answer your question, all right?
It did. It did.
Good. Jennifer, questions or comments?
I need to understand the characteristics more.
Well, the way that you understand the characteristics is by doing the recognition exercises that we're doing,
uh-huh.
Is by reading the shortages and excesses, is by doing that, particularly that one that where you pick a characteristic and you pick an example of how that characteristic shows up, and then you find a way that it is constructive and a way that is destructive. And by doing boxes. Those are the ways. We all do.
Yeah, I do.
You know, however, working with a person and doing it teaches you really well, because most of us are careful and we don't want to, we want to be helpful, let's put it that way. And so therefore, when someone says, okay, I have this problem, or I have this worry, or I have this deal going on, you're going to think it through and do it right because you want to help them. It's just like seeking knowledge or in knowing. It gets you in touch with where the knowledge is. So you don't have to worry about what you don't know. Use what you do know. And remember that you're not the first person to study basic magic. And hundreds of people have done it before you, and they've all gotten to be able to use it and use it well. So you will too.
Alan, it's Helen. I've got a couple of questions.
Sure.
If you're angry with someone and you do want to help them at the same time, does the anger interfere at all with this?
Well, it could. Like, for instance, if you're going to help them and they gave you permission to help them, and then you're going to build them a box of whatever, air, powder blue mediator, say, and then you're going to put "I hate you" in the box.
Well, no. You know how you can be angry with someone and want to help them simultaneously? I'm not thinking I would put "I hate you" in the box, but the emotion, anger, I'm aware is in me.
Well, fortunately, in 2 weeks we'll be studying fire, so you'll know what to do with the anger.
Okay.
But you could take on quite a bit of white mediator for yourself first, couldn't you?
Yeah, okay.
And mediate your own anger.
Okay.
You know? Because you want to know a secret?
Yeah.
You can't actually be angry at another person.
Okay.
All anger that we think we express at the other person is misplaced anger.
Mm-hmm.
It's either at us or at our own history.
Okay.
So I wouldn't be so taken with the idea that you're angry at someone.
Right.
How about if you said instead, "I'm angry at somehow the way they behave"?
Well, yeah, that's right.
Well, already you have taken it away from the person and put it on their behaviors.
Okay.
You know, and their behaviors are an error. It is their lack of understanding, and it's also because they're operating from false values, which they do not understand.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
you know, so it's not the person's intention to hurt you, even when it seems like it is.
Yeah, yeah.
It is the person's intention to get back at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't understand that.
Okay.
So, you know, I wouldn't be too concerned about that, but
okay.
It's, you can always try taking in some white mediator and see how that makes you feel.
Okay.
Put some powder blue mediator.
Uh-huh.
Or powder blue expandable and say, yeah, well, I realize that, you know, that's not the real problem here.
Uh-huh.
And the more I help them, the more their understanding will increase anyway.
Yeah.
And the less they're apt to do that.
Okay. Two more questions.
Sure.
When we're sending them to someone who's not narcissical, around us,
mm-hmm.
Does the energy automatically then go towards their backs or in their head?
It will enter them no matter. Because you're not in sight.
Right. But I mean, you know, when we're doing it when someone's there and you said go to their backs or go...
Over their head or behind them.
Right.
Right. Because if you physically throw the box at them, even with their eyes closed, they feel it. If you don't believe that, just walk towards a wall with your eyes shut, and you'll notice you stop before you hit the wall.
Right.
Because you feel it.
Okay, so, but when we're sending it and they're not there, do we have to have an intention of
where
it goes in their body?
No.
No, okay.
No, because you're not there throwing something at them.
Oh, I thought I'm throwing it, when, like I'm throwing the box.
Yeah, but you're not there in front of them physically throwing it.
Okay. Okay. Last question. Can we use birth dates also, if it, or doesn't that matter?
Because you don't know their name?
Yeah, sometimes, just in my work,
okay.
I don't know the full name of somebody.
Oh, but do you know what they look like?
Not always.
Okay. But you know it, so you never met that person?
Right.
And it's...
Sometimes I work with family members of people I do know.
Right, got it.
And I can get permission that they want help. I mean, I could ask them for their name, but I just wondered if you...
Oh, because they tell you just their birth date?
Sometimes I do. Like a client will tell me their birth date, but I don't know... I mean, I could ask for their name, too, I guess. I'm just wondering if it's interchangeable. If I have some information but not others, can I use a birth date?
Well, the problem with a birth date is it could go to anybody with that birth date.
Yeah, and I would have a first name.
Oh.
That's not enough.
No, if you have their first name and you know somebody in the family, just say Bill so-and-so's cousin.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Or Bill, and you just, you know clearly which Bill this is.
Okay.
You know?
Right. And I know this won't come up a lot. It's just happen to know somebody that has the same birthday as a client, and I don't know their full name, so I wondered about that.
Yeah, but as long as you know their first name and you know who it
is.
Okay. You know... by law of intention, you'll probably get it to them. It's probably not going to go to some other Bill.
Okay.
Alan, please.
Yeah.
To bother you with a lot of questions. You know, what she said, what she just, you know, said now, question she asked kind of opened up my thought, you know. I somehow thought about it before this class and forgot all about it.
Okay.
Because, like she said, if you were in a situation, you know the first name and you don't know the last name.
Right.
And even if you've seen him or her before, it's very vivid. I mean, it's not very vivid. You can remember exactly how the face looks.
Right. But can you sort of remember the context that where you know them in?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. As long as you... But their name, even if it's their first name, and you hold the image of where you met them or how you knew them, it'll get to them.
Great. Great. Because I was before now thinking of what if Fabian living on Clifton Drive, you know, for example, if such can work, because you run into a situation you don't have all the names. But
right, I understand that. That will generally work. But, you know, because you're just all starting out with this, it would be really good to pick people that you know their face and know that know that you have some relationship with, so you can get some feedback.
Well,
yeah, I don't know what happened with the static, but I think we're done anyway.
Okay.
Okay, well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Good class.
Thanks, see you next week.
Bye.